It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
We all want to look our best, especially in today's world with all the selfies. And so we're going to have a lot of fun today. Our guest today is a beauty expert and style writer, Felicia Walker Benson. And she pours her heart and soul into her passion, which is fashion and beauty. She's the publisher and editor-in-chief for This That Beauty, which is a top-rated blog that features fashion, beauty news, product reviews, trends, all kinds of information. She's highly sought after, so we're glad to have her on today. She's appeared on the Today Show. She's been featured in numerous publications, Allure, Lucky, Marie Claire, Glamour, and the list goes on and on and on. So Felicia, thank you for joining us and taking the time, because I want to cover a couple fun things. So thank you for being here.
Of course, I'm delighted to be here. Beauty is my favorite topic, so this makes me very excited.
We love it too. So let's talk your favorite beauty tool. Let's start there, because tools are just a growing category. So what's a must-have tool that you'd suggest?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a growing category. It's definitely trending. And I think it kind of connects with the whole self-care trend that we're seeing a lot of. Asking me to pick my favorite device is like asking me to like pick my favorite child, which I only have one, so it should be easy. But I always hear people say
That sounds like a whole nother show.
It's a whole other topic. But, you know, it honestly depends on what my skin is going through. I'm a very, like, choose-your-adventure kind of skincare person. So if my skin is feeling dull, I'm definitely going to reach for my rose quartz facial roller, because if you believe in the energy of crystals, rose is said to have brightening, healing power. So I might reach for my rose quartz facial roller if I feel a little dull. I might reach for my jade roller if my skin is feeling kind of acne prone, or if it's feeling kind of irritated, because jade is supposed to be the clarifying and purifying stone. So those are two of my favorites that I use on a fairly regular basis.
So to clarify, you're not talking about microneedling. You're talking about a roller. These are solid stones that roll across the skin.
Exactly. Oh, wow. These are solid rollers that roll across the skin, so the entire contour of the face as well as the under eye. Some are dual ended, so they have a larger end that covers the contours of the face and a smaller end that's specifically for eyes. And I've even seen rose quartz rollers, they're called little rose buds. Angela Collier makes one, and it's just for the eye area.
Okay. Now, the
benefit. So I'm curious, have you seen,
keep going.
A difference, right? So if you're doing the rose, do you see more of a glow? And when you're doing the clarifying one and for, you know, breakouts, do you see more of a, you know, clearing of the skin? Talk to us about that.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I have to take a step back and say I'm a huge facial tools super fan. Like, I've been using tools for a long time. And I think that the average consumer is coming around to it more and more today, because we're always looking for more than just the topical, just more than what we can put on the skin. And the facial rollers have they give people that extra boost. So in addition to, let's say, for example, the rose quartz that helps with the brightening of the skin, it also helps to improve product absorption and penetration. And you mentioned the micro roller. So micro rollers do that as well, with the tiny little teeny tiny microscopic punctures in the skin that helps to stimulate collagen and also improve the absorption of your product that you apply afterwards. So I see a huge trend right now with women and men wanting to improve the condition of their skin, the quality of the skin, but looking beyond just like topical serums and moisturizers, and even beyond procedures, but also looking to tools as well.
Okay. Well, you mentioned some of the topicals. I want to switch gears here a little bit. There's an upcoming trend. I mean, it used to be big a couple decades ago, when I thought it kind of went down a little bit, and I'm seeing it more and more again, are the use of AHAs. Have you seen a lot of this?
Yes.
What's your favorite type of AHA?
I love a good, I like the ones that aren't too shocking on the skin. So Glossier
intense.
Has an AHA that's kind of, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying too intense.
Right. Yeah. Too intense or shocking on the skin. So I do love the gentler ones, like Glow. Glow Recipe has a really gentle one. Glossier has a really gentle one. And these are actually meant for daily use versus like the supercharged, like glycolic acid peel. So the lower concentration AHAs are better for daily use. And I think what's driving the trend is that we talk a lot about social media and the influence that that has on beauty. And I think that there is this quest for complexion perfection, and the resurfacing of the skin is what AHAs do, alpha hydroxy acids. That's what they do. They resurface the skin. So I feel like we're seeing so many new AHAs introduced in the market, and you're just seeing that the consumer is very into this kind of product because it does promise, it delivers and promises resurfaced skin. And I think social media is helping to drive that, and filters are helping to drive that trend.
So talk
about
that for a minute.
You're absolutely stunning. Have you looked this gorgeous woman up online, David? Because honestly, I'm just, wow, you are so incredibly stunning. So what you're doing, I need to try. I'm going to have to get some of those rollers.
I mean, I always, well, thank you very much for the compliment. Yeah. I really appreciate it because some days I don't feel it, but I really appreciate it. But I always share with folks that I've been using AHAs, like glycolic acid, since I was like 21, and I'm 43 now, and also sunscreen. I've been using sunscreen religiously since I was about 21, and the same with retinols. I do believe that these ingredients work, and they're very effective, but they have to be used consistently.
Okay, wow.
And I want to point out, Felicia, she's never said that to me.
How beautiful you are. Well, Google her.
How stunning I come across.
I'm blown away.
No, you do look great. When you said you're 43, I was shocked. So
yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah. You obviously take care of your skin. But I want to focus for a minute on social media, because social media has affected our lives in so many ways. And I guess I even see it in myself being more vain, because my wife is very beautiful. And so we take pictures together and post them all the time. And so it's kind of like a Beauty and the Beast promotion for Disney. Well, if you Google us both, you'll see. And so social media really has made it where people are being, I think it's in a good way. We're taking better care of our skins and better care of ourselves. And, you know, I'm trying to lose weight because I know in the pictures, I'm going to say it's the pictures that make me look heavier than I really am. So,
it's the pictures. It's definitely the pictures.
We need to have Felicia back. We're going to have Felicia back. I like her. Instant connection.
Yes.
So what are the things do you think it's influenced? I mean, what are the ways do you think people want to help their complexions and things like that?
Sure. Again, I think AHAs are a great way. And to your point, social media is definitely influencing self-care. And I think because social media, we've been living with it for so long, we're to a point where the veil has kind of been lifted off of social media, and you see like Instagram versus real life. So I think people are starting to get back to real a little bit more. And I think that's driving the self-care and the need to unplug. So masking has become like a cool thing to do, whether it's sheet masks or clay masks or enzyme masks. But people are taking the time to care for themselves and to unplug. So in some ways, social media, it makes us kind of obsessed, right? You're saying obsessed over these little things, but it's also showing us like, wait a minute, this stuff isn't really, really real. And sometimes you need to unplug and focus on your self-care. And thankfully, that comes in the form of beauty products, which we all love. So sometimes it's masking, using your rose quartz facial tool. I always tell people, if you don't believe in the power of energy and crystals, at the very least, it's the power of touch. And you're showing yourself self-love, and that cannot be a bad thing.
Ah, that's awesome. I like how you said that. Felicia, I want to thank you for joining us, because we're running out of time here. The time goes so quick in these episodes. So
you
thank you.
Back. You're fabulous.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
You're
welcome. For everybody listening, check out Felicia. You know, Lisa's right. You got to check out Felicia, because you're going to be shocked. I'm going to say her age again. She's 43. She certainly doesn't look it. And you're going to be shocked as I was when you see her picture. Check it out at thisthatbeauty.com. And so she's got all kinds of advice, all kinds of product reviews, all kinds of trends, and we're going to have her back to talk some other trends in the future. And I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert, and I ask you to subscribe if you haven't yet at iTunes, Just Ask David, and as I take us out, I'm losing my train of thought here. I'm trying to get us all
rate
in
and
to
review,
make sure.
Rate and review.
Yes, rate and review. There you go. And that's Lisa Davis, our co-host and health expert. And remember, if you've got a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.